She's back, Kathleen Kennedy, touring with Lucasfilm, perusing with Favreau, talking about Mando, and comparing this film to the works of George Lucas. But how? How did she retire and then return? Folks, we'll learn together what Disney is doing with KK and why they're ready to hide her for many days to come. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the channel that keeps you ahead of the culture curve. Explaining entertainment is what we do, and we never swerve away from the hard truths. Hollyweird, get on standby. As we dive in today, consider clicking the like button. We'll tell you why Kathy is back around Lucasfilm, and she's feeling chatty. But Disney? Well, tucking her away to some degree. How are they doing it? What's the strategy? We've got answers right now. Kathy's back. Back again. Call a friend and warn them. Kathleen Kennedy has returned. What's the line, Jonas? Somehow Palpatine returned.
Kennedy returned.
Please. Can anybody do the voice? Can we do that? No.
But an Oscar Isaac voice?
Yeah, it's not called on for often. But okay. From Geeky Tyrant. No, it's just, yeah, it is. Geek Tyrant. Kathleen Kennedy compares Jon Favreau to George Lucas as the Mandalorian and Grogu heads to the big screen. Kathleen Kennedy is speaking again? Well, of course she is. And you won't believe where. The Star Wars franchise is gearing up for a major return to theaters, and The Mandalorian and Grogu is leading the charge. What started as a streaming hit is now leveling up into a full-blown cinematic event. And according to Kathleen Kennedy, this isn't just a bigger version of the show. It's something much more ambitious. Speaking at the UK fan event, Kennedy opened up about how the film pushes beyond what fans have seen on Disney+. The scale, the tech, and the creative vision all sound like they've been dialed way up. Quote from Kathy, it's entirely on a different level. And I think that's what's excited us when we realized that we had the opportunity to put this on the big screen and now we get to put it on IMAX makes it even bigger. And I think that we knew as we were creating the series that there was a real opportunity to expand this in a way that we couldn't even imagine. And we pulled together some of the most incredible people inside of ILM, Industrial Light and Magic, who has done all the Star Wars movies, and they have done extraordinary work. And I think what I've been so amazed at in working with John is that he is incredibly innovative in terms of making technology and cinema and moving into the next level, much like what George Lucas did. And I think that's what you'll see in this movie, is it deserves and needed to be on the big screen, and it is, and it's extraordinary. This from Kathleen Kennedy at a Disney event. So what the heck is she doing there? Well, folks, this is from Star Wars, and you may not have seen it, but this is Kathleen Kennedy at one of those events. We'll play the clip of her there with Pedro, Favreau, Sigourney, and, of course, the Muppet.
It's time for a summer season.
No.
Stop. There they are. There's Kathy off to the side. However, we've looked a lot to try to find more of these kinds of quotes from Kathleen Kennedy. And shockingly, it seems like journalists are having a hard time gaining access to her. I know, it's a surprise. And so I've come to the determination, because we have seen evidence that she's been at these live events, like all of them. Maybe she missed one, but she's been at these things. Yet she's not answering questions. The only thing that we've got from her is from this Geek Tyrant article. So why is Kathy there if Kathy's not answering questions, if she's not part of the fun? And I have a thought on this. I have a thesis, and I'd love to hear what you think. And Jonas, we'll go to you first. I think Kathleen Kennedy, as the producer, probably has a contractual agreement that she gets to be a part of all of this stuff. She gets to be a part of the celebrations, the red carpet, blah, 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 blah. I think she's an executive producer on it, definitely. So she gets all of the perks. But I think Disney is trying very hard to manage making sure this kind of stuff doesn't get out there. They don't want Kathy's name attached. They don't want Kathleen Kennedy speaking for them. They don't want her telling people that Favreau is like George Lucas, because anything she says at this point, any interaction she has at this point, is almost certainly going to hurt the movie.
You notice who's not in this video with her or anywhere within her orbit? A certain cowboy-hatted man who clearly pees sitting down?
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, I feel like they're keeping him away from her because they don't want the stink to rub off.
That, well, possibly, maybe.
Also, is it possible she went to the UK fan event because if people there say bad things about her, they can get arrested?
That's great. Yes, the paddy wagon was ready to go at any point. Yep. Jonas, how is Disney going to handle this? She's going to be at all the premieres, all of the fun stuff, but they got to keep her away from journalists.
Yeah, well, she's really not great with journalists unless there's somebody who's serving up softballs. There's so much to go after with Kathleen Kennedy right now. They could talk about the fan narrative of her being the worst, which, I mean, that's not going to go away for a very long time. And if she goes into that, then all of a sudden you have an entire online space that is ready for her to speak. They want her to speak. We all want to cover what she has to say about Star Wars. And we wish that she would be honest, because that's frankly not what she's going to do. She's not going to be honest. She's going to try to give her own version of the truth, which is going to be some cope about how it's all these angry fanboys and these are actually fine movies. It's not me that's the problem. It's you. Except that she was given basically the ball on the tee. And they were going to have a robot hit the ball off of the tee, and you hit the button and the robot will hit the ball, and it should be an easy home run. Make a Star Wars film, make $1 billion.
Yeah. But
if you look this stuff up, you know, there are a few articles now today who are following the geek tyrant thing, you know, because now they're quoting it. But outside of that, they've kept it silent. If you look up Kathleen Kennedy in the news, you got to go back to this kind of stuff, you know, before she exited. You got Kathleen Kennedy, a legend in a galaxy that rarely makes them from the Ankler, and you got a few other things, but she is completely gone from the Mandalorian stuff.
A galaxy that rarely makes legends is Star Wars?
Yeah.
Why do we talk about like Phil Tippett, who's the guy who worked on the
Richard Rushfield?
You know,
because of Star Wars, people know the name David Prowse. Because of Star Wars. You think they know the name David Prowse or Kenny Baker because Star Wars doesn't create legends? Come on.
Man. Yeah, it's and they got to put in as a woman, like you said, with Marsha Lucas. You want to talk about unique hell? I think that's one of them, trying to recut the original movie, you know. So
she's the entire, without her, the franchise doesn't exist today.
I've heard the original cut is awful.
Cue Charmin Obaid Chinoy to be like, it's about time that a woman is running a galaxy far, far away, even though a woman had been, you know, running it for a decade.
Since 2012.
Well, like, I heard from one of my contacts that was working, you know, close to the Mandalorian project, that for the very first season, she tried to, like, put her foot in there, and they shoved her out. Like, they would not let her come anywhere close to season one. And then she basically started using her power base to wedge herself into the following seasons. And that's why
using Filoni, Caro, is what we've heard, is that she sent Filoni in to be much more hands on. And she used him as sort of her vehicle there. And by season three, I mean, the show was destroyed.
Yeah, and it's like she did the thing that a lot of people do, that when she gets into a position of power, she starts putting like her little power pyramid under her. And one of the reasons they couldn't get rid of her was because she had basically infiltrated all of the operations with people that were loyal to her. So even if they got rid of her, her little lackeys were still going to go around and fuss things up. And it made it really difficult. It just made it really difficult to get her out. And It saddens me as a woman to see someone like her move into a position and really just set the example of like why people don't like women in roles like that. Like that first time when she showed up and she did like the Forces female thing, I closed the webpage. I was actually really upset about that because that's not what Star Wars was ever about. And she like started pushing all that in there. And, you know, and I don't mean to get on a soapbox about this, but it's already like really tough for women to work in entertainment and lots of other industries. And it only takes one bad example to come out and ruin it for everybody. I've met men in various different, I'll just say different workplaces that won't hire women right now because of one that did something. And
it's so unfortunate that she used this position to basically revert and invert everything to do with a franchise that was just impossibly successful. And she wanted to reimagine it. And if she hadn't done that, you're exactly right. She would have been opening the door to so many more women into this industry. I want to show you, though, we've played this before now twice, and it's so silly, but it's the marketing effort from Mandalorian and Grogu. And we've had some people reach out and say, hey, do you know how this is happening? And according to them, This we'll play it in just a second. We're done playing it. It drives me nuts. I can't play it many more times. But they said, "Do you know how this happened?" And I said, "Well, no." They said, "These are Kathy's people. This is the marketing team. This is Lucasfilm behind the scenes. Favreau is trying to do the Mandalorian the right way, and he's struggling. You've got Starfighter, which has been handed off now to Sean Levy. It's outside of Lucasfilm control. But this, when this plays, this is Kathy's Lucasfilm. This is what they make. This is what they view as the way to market the movie. This is their work being done, and this is what Lucasfilm was under her. So, folks, one more time, the way that Kathy, as you were saying, Carol, the pyramid underneath her, here's her legacy.
Star Wars fans, you're not going to want to miss this in IMAX.
We just saw the preview for Mandalorian and Grogu. I have not been this excited in a long, long time.
It was incredible to see Star Wars back on the big screen.
And there's no other way to watch it, no better
That's
way to
Sarlacc.
See it. It felt like being alone in the theater with my dad.
And it also just reminds you why you fell in love with Star Wars in the first place.
You will be oohing and aahing at the action, at the duo, and most importantly, at Grogu. And it just never stopped.
We'll pause there. It's the perfect place to pause.
Dude,
who's the target audience for this ad?
Isn't that a great question? But it's
not children.
But the people who made it, Kathy's peeps at Lucasfilm, we're told. So this is how they view, and this is why her ghost is still hovering over Star Wars and Lucasfilm to this day. And I don't know how they're going to fix Lucasfilm because they're so incompetent.
Have you noticed, though, that there was this wave of female studio executives, right? You had Kathleen Kennedy. You had Jennifer Salke. You had Jennifer Lee. They're all gone.
Yes.
Been swept out the door.
I'm not trying to contest what Caro said.
You can. We can fight. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Come on. No, I don't want to fight Caro, actually. She's
Carol, get the
she
brass.
Can stay up for 3 days. I'm not dealing with that. I can't handle that smoke. But no, really, it's more of the mindset that comes with it's the mindset that gets associated with women, which is following your heart. Mm-hmm. But the heart is wicked. Who knows what the heart is thinking?
And when you
follow your heart and you think that's a good idea, instead of checking with well constructed focus groups and doing research and understanding who and simply understanding who you're marketing to, much like the Devil Wears Prada is marketing to their audience, and it's working
well. And yeah, the problem was not that they hired these female executives mm-hmm. that because they're women. It was they hired woke white women,
right?
that demographic. And they're all gone. They've all gotten fired. They've all been pushed out the door. They all really decided that they missed doing the thing that they used to do before they were studio executives mm-hmm. and voluntarily left right. to go back to do that thing.
Yeah, and that's why I brought that up, because Dave Filoni falls in that category. He is a
woke white woman.
Let's try to I'll make it appropriate. Yes, he's a woke white. He's a very effeminate man. Who's very weak-willed and just wants to do whatever he feels is right.
Wait a minute, Filoni or Pedro?
I put them all in there. Okay, put them all in the same pink basket.
Right? You saw where I was going with that. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they all need to have their own sizzle, but not here, please.
Red arrow going down for Star Wars, no doubt about it. Yeah. Final comments on this. Jonas, did you have something else you wanted to say about
that? There's actually something I wanted to point out here.
Should I leave this up here while you talk about it?
What a glorious still. Oh, I love it.
A while back, speaking of the look
of the rat.
Speaking of, oh my, what is that? Oh, it's a Sarlacc. No, it's not. I think it's a crate dragon.
What's the thing?
What's the Mandalorian beast? The thing that that Pro said in here that I find absolutely fascinating is that Sean Levy is outside of Lucasfilm. His next movie his next signed movie is a Netflix movie. So they're not doing the thing where they say, oh, actually, this person is going to stay here forever. The Rian Johnson trilogy, the James Mangold Dawn of the Jedi film, all these things that are never going to happen, you know? So he's out, and she didn't have creative control over that film to a point. I do believe on this channel we pointed out that the best thing for Disney to do was to license out this IP to someone else and let them make it instead of them making this stuff in-house. I'm not saying they mm-hmm. listen to us, but that's actually a really good idea to say, we're going to license this to someone else. Star Wars on Fortnite doing gangbusters. What does it have to do with Disney? Disney doesn't have intellectual control over it. So there's a little bit of Rey in there. I'm sure there's a check the box. Yeah, we got Rey. But most of that stuff, prequel, original trilogy, and Mandalorian. And that's the kind of thing that little boys and 40-year-old men love to get in there and shoot things with. So I think that Star Wars in the hands of other people is the only way to truly revive this franchise.
And that circles back to what I was talking about before, real quick, is the Fallen Order games. Is because they are, even though they've had mandates, but the High Republic and the sequel, they still kind of worked it in there and it wasn't too annoying. But they were just kind of, here's the basic guidelines, make something good. And they have, from all accounts, from people that enjoy playing the game. So it's been proven that that actually works. Yeah,
they actually made a male hero again, which is
a ginger male hero.
I'm fond of them.
I love gingers. I married one. Highly recommend it. You can't have mine though.
That's a 5-star review.
I have 2 ginger nephews, so I'm good.
A final question for the panel. Kathleen Kennedy had how long? 10 years, 12 years at Lucasfilm, leading this under Disney. How long does it take before they can actually bring stuff in house? Because right now, the mouse seems to be planning to hand this off to third parties. I mean, Favreau is sort of his own guy. You got Sean Levy doing something, and EA, of course, is running with a baton, but there's not much going on inside Lucasfilm proper. And I wonder how long and what it will take to clean this mess up.
It'll take a long time.
Yeah.
And in a galaxy far, far away.
And there will be pain. Oh, the pain.
Oh, no, I think fans are just waiting for it to end. It's like watching a pet like slowly wither away. We're like, maybe we should take it in. Like, that's what it feels like to me. I'm sorry. Like, I love Star Wars and I love this IP and the characters and the universe that was created around it. And watching it for like the last 10, 15 years has been like, it's been terrible.
Yeah. Well, I recently watched Old Yeller for the first time and I'm like, it's Star Wars has gone rabid. We gotta, it's either gotta get it, bring it back to health or the other option. But I would rather it just be rested. People that actually know what they're doing, but they're not going to do that. I know that's a long conversation, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But hope springs eternal. Give us something good and people will come back. If Starfighter's good, people will watch it.
Mm-hmm. And what do we say about Star Wars? If you love the franchise, there's always a new hope.
And put another one in the can, folks. A video of excellence has been birthed into existence and you were there to witness it. Thank you for participating. We hope you had a good time. Folks, it's a great time anytime we get to share time with you, and we mean it. The only thing additional we ask, on the way out the door, consider clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, click it and stick it to those pesky algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment down below. And oh, by the way, if you would be so kind, perhaps share this out on your favorite social media platforms. Folks, we've got all kinds of content coming your way. If you are interested in going even beyond all of that, well, there's a pro store, and you can always find those items directly below the video you're watching. The pro store, it's a cool place to check out for items that, well, definitely Disney and the rest are not going to sell you, but we're happy to do so. Until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.